Food 2. Let's talk about school meals.
Hello, friends. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about school meals, the snacks you can buy at school and what that means for our health. We all know that there is a close connection between our health and what we eat. So, we all want high-quality school meals, right? I am talking about fresh food, about meals which are healthy and at the same time nutritious. And of course, the food we buy at school should also be tasty, because after all, you should like what you eat, shouldn't you? I know that in many schools, kids just buy sweets or some quick snacks, like a slice of pizza or a hot dog. When schools offer meals for lunch, they often contain a lot of ingredients that are artificial. Some people even claim they are unhealthy and most of the time they are fattening. This is a problem because, let's face it, a lot of teenagers are overweight these days. But on the other hand, some of my friends told me that the food at their school is sometimes so revolting that a lot of students refuse to eat it. So, there are many students who do not eat enough simply because the food is so bad. It seems as if most of our schools got stuck in the past. Of course, kids love the idea of having fish and chips or chicken nuggets, burgers and fries for lunch, but not every day. The times have passed when we did not care about a healthy intake of calories or good nutrition. We know now that our meals provide us with the right energy and vitamins to stay focused during the school day. That is hardly possible with too much salt, sugar, or fat in our meals. But there is so much more to it. We do not only care about our food and our health, we care about our society, our planet, and our future. Why are there no vegetarian options at our schools? More and more teenagers are becoming vegetarians or vegans because it is a lifestyle that is good for our health, for the animals, and for our planet. Leading a healthy life means making the right choices. And that is a hard thing to do if you are exposed to harmful food every day. Let me know what you think in the comments below.